We're on page Resh Pei Hei. What happened?
Huh?
There's a snoshim is missing. Oh, she had something today. I was supposed to record this with a tape. I forgot. I have it downstairs. You know what, I'll ask him to email it to me, you know. I don't know what I'll do. Okay. We're up to page Resh Pei Hei. I think Tehilos L'Kel Elyon. Okay, we're finishing now Ezra's Aveseinu. And we say Tehilos L'Kel Elyon. L'Kel Shehu Elyon Meha Saga Shalanu. We define kel as elyon in Shemayin Esrei. Kel is it means elyon. We say in Yiddish, the Eibishter, the one who's above us, al. But here we don't only mean that he's physically higher than us. We mean elyon mehasaga shalanu, above our understanding. V'hu minay say mitfisa sasechel ha'anushi. And it's higher than the ability of a mind to grasp. Sharia kushin tzvachas. There's a shouting question. Lama hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Mitzrayim l'hashuch yalde Yisrael ya'ira. Why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The old question, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets evil continue to let Jewish children be thrown into the river? Lama hiniach shemitzum yavidu es b'nei Yisrael b'avaydam mefereches es haguf asher yodayr shleimim. They were a complete generation. From the day when they were born until the day they died. They were working with mortar and bricks without hope. Without any vision of a possible redemption. Why did he lengthen his anger? Kitmuras halaveinim, and Jewish children were put into the bricks. Harikaze elyon mehasagaseinu. When evil carries on, that's way above our understanding. V'chein sagva malahavin tam hariga shesh milyim ibnei Yisrael b'shoya. And certainly we don't understand how the Holocaust could be allowed to take place. We is barak el elyon. Parenthetically, as we'll explain later, we accept Hashem's rule with the knowledge that it must be right. So someone said to somebody, how are you feeling? He said, the best it could be. He said, how do you know? Because it could be better, it would be better. So it's the best it could be. It's a nice attitude. But it's challenging when things are hard. It's very challenging. I once read that when the Chofetz Chaim was a boy, the boys in town were playing a game that if you were God, what would you do differently? So one boy said, well, you know, the old man is missing a leg, I'd give him his leg back. And someone else said, you know, the widow and the orphans don't have a home, I'd give them a home. And the Chafetz Chaim supposedly said, I wouldn't do anything differently, because if God is doing it this way, then this must be the right way. So there's a depth to that, but it's very hard to feel it emotionally. Baruch Hu, who is Baruch, aval gam umevayrach, yi al yodeinu. God is blessed, and we bless Hashem, who is already blessed. Even though he is already blessed, from before him, and we, so to speak, bless God with the wish that all of humanity should recognize his existence. That Hashem's day should be known that people should accept whatever the din is and accept God's rule with joy. V'chei Moshe b'nei Yisrael l'cha onu shira. Ayim b'mesech t'saitish. Moshe b'nei Yisrael ha'yolem oisei ruach ha'kaidish. B'rega achas v'bas achas. All Jews at the same moment that the Yam Suf had ruach ha'kaidish. Yishishim ribo yachad. Kulam haidu oisei mila mamish. And they all said the same words of Oz Yashir. V'dav ezeh hoisei ma'isei nes. That they all should say the same thing was miraculous. B'simcha rabba. The Micha Moicha Be'elam Hashem, which we highlight in our Birchas Kriya Shema, accepts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Be'elam, as he's going to spring in a minute. The Gemara Darshan is Micha Moicha Be'elam. Now, El means powerful. And the Gemara Dash is Be'ilmim Hashem. That when evil takes place, God is silent. So mi kamaycha Be'ilmim Hashem. Umahay tam etikno loy megam tfilas arvis piskazu v'yishem ne'esolcha nushir b'sinchem arabu abruchulo mi kamaycha. So I mentioned to you in the past, there's a fellow who is very busy trying to convince Art Scroll to change their the way they're printed. I only get it through emails, which are sent to, I guess, a number of people. That the way it's reprinted in the Siddur is b'simcha rabba, period. V'amru chula mi'cha mo'cha be'elam Hashem. That's really the way it's supposed to be. Or tehilai sekel ha'yam rachum avayrach b'ashem ne'israel l'chal nushira, period. Or b'chal nushira b'simcha rabba, period. And then v'amru chula mi'cha mo'cha be'elam Hashem. Which is really the way it's supposed to be. And but I don't think any of the Siddurim had it. I'm not sure why. B'simcha rabba kama v'amru chula. So the problem that this fellow has is that after v'amru chula, they have what's in the Atzvah Siddur, a period. Actually, there's a colon here, and really the colon does mean it's introductory. I guess it's easily lost on people. But it does have a colon, and that's where it should be. I guess where people, and myself, we lose the track of it. But it's supposed to be Yachakulam Haiduvim Lichu, period. V'amru Hashem Yimlach Leilam Vaed. But since the Chazan says Haiduvim Lichu V'amru, so everybody says it together. Okay, so we have two people who are Achiyuv here, now they're wondering how they should say it tomorrow. It's just very confusing to... What? Yeah, you pause of Amru Chulam. It's really the way it should be. But, okay. So, which one is the question?
The question is, what do you mean by sin? Can you say...
Well, I guess it means he mekabel ol machusay b'simcha. You're right. And the question is really why it's a mitzvah to be misabel on someone's death. Now that people are misabel, I understand. You know, but it's sort of a contradiction. It's an old difficulty. But someone told me. On Yom Tov, someone who was away told me that whoever the Rav was there spoke, and he had said that somebody approached Rav Yosher Ber, a psychologist, and he said to him that the whole Yom Tov davening is beautiful, but he would take out one little piece. It says, "V'chein tein pachticha." So, you know, everyone's suffering from fears. People have fears of not having parnasa, not having health. And everyone, so whoever comes to the psychologist, they all have fears. He would take out a v'chein tein pachta. So he said, the Rav Yosher Ber told him, it's just the opposite. Well, v'chein tein pachtacha, if we understand that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there won't be any fear because everything comes with, everything comes with Bar Yalam. It's all with the plan from God. And if there's only Yiras Hashem, so now it doesn't quite say the word simcha, but it happened to be, when this person told this to me, I had just seen they published a new volume, a new edition of the Kol Rom, which had been published, Ramesh's, Mipi Hashavua, things that Ramesh had said. And it was there on, probably in Chag HaSukkis, Rav Moshe spoke on Sukkis of 1974, when the Yom Kippur War was still in its, I guess, its first week, or just finishing its first week.
In 73, the war.
In 73, I'm sorry, yeah. So Rav Moshe said, how are we supposed to be besimcha, everything going on is... He said basically the idea that if someone realizes that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you daven, but you're not morbid. Now, unfortunately, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes things to happen that are what we call tragedies. So it's not as if relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu means it's going to turn out the way you want it to be. But I guess it was the same idea that it takes away. If a person feels that things are not by happenstance, it helps.
Helps a lot. The Chazon Ish and Bitachon doesn't mean it's going to turn out the way you want it to be.
The Chazon Ish's definition of Bitachon doesn't mean things turn out the way you want it to be. Yeah, no, yeah. Alright, at any rate, he explains Micha Bacha Be'elam Hashem here in the next paragraph. Ubir Aida Zuhu She'elim Hem Kaiches HaTeva. Micha Micha Be'elim Hashem. El means powerful. It means the powerful forces of nature. V'chazal darshu loshin be'ilmim. Loshin of those who are silent. Shekol koiches ha-teva mamshichim pu'ulosam bidmaba u'bishtika. All the powers of nature continue silently. V'afilu be'is tzoro mitzuka. No matter what's happening. When terrible things happen, the sun still comes up and the nature continues. And as I saw, one writer wrote, at the same time that the Rishoim were carrying out such terrible, such cruelty in Auschwitz, how could the birds keep on chirping? And it was a sunny, shiny, sunny day. And all of nature was silent and ignored the difficulty. And nature kept on going. Even God behaved as one who is silent. You hear the embarrassment of your children and you're silent. With all that has taken place, there's no voice from heaven. And it's as if the tefillahs didn't help. It was like a solar eclipse of extended period. Truth is very hard. It's very, very hard to understand. I don't know. The older I get, the more the Holocaust, more bothers me. I don't know if I get emotional in my old age I don't know. We have a Kabbalah that whatever that means, I'm not sure what it means, that God feels the pain of the Jewish people. It just wasn't revealed. And it's something we can't understand. When Klal Yisrael groaned because of their hard work, even though nature is quiet, the powers of nature are not capable of listening, to listen to the tears of the oppressed,
Even though
Hoy. Mikamaycha be'elam Hashem, mikamaycha be'elmim. V'asagosav and the floor b'shazu hoydu v'amru gamal oisei shashu yinir shemitzvayim yil chazakim kaviyachu gamal amaylo oisei lagu shuachar royal ba'im bono b'shayseg. It's a very difficult piece. He says that afterwards they praised, now afterwards they praised Hashem because afterwards things were going well. But to say afterwards they praised Hashem, mikamaycha be'elmim, it's very, very difficult. God created man that human beings need relationships with people that care about them. It's one of the greatest needs of a person. A person, when we say that somebody who's a mitzayir has to sit alone, chutz lamachne, outside of the camp of the Jewish people and sit alone in a house, a person would say, that's so terrible. You know, you have plenty of food and, you got plenty, you can read books or play ball or whatever you want. And yet, we understand that's a punishment. A human being needs long-term caring relationships. A person needs. Once had a boy who was struggling, and he had friends that used to go hang out with every night. And he was out late, and his parents were upset anyway. But see, he once expressed himself to me that he doesn't have friends. The friends don't care about him. They just have fun with him. But the particular friends he's referring to are not. There's no depth in the relationship. They don't care about him. They want to have fun with him. No, if he's there, they have fun with him. He's not, so they go on with life. But human beings need to have a relationship where there's a sense of caring. And the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much depends on that. If a person doesn't have an emunah, that is a caring God, is a God who cares about justice, we're very, very hard to have a relationship with the Rabbi Nishalaylam. The idea of Makiris Bayrai, Mechavin Limraid Bay, is somebody who can recognize a creator and not feel a connection to him. And that idea, it's very challenging during times of tsaris, when people suffer through difficulties. It's very, very hard. People look at others who are no better than them, and who are not suffering. And that idea is a challenging idea. Now, I heard a shmuz or a maimer from Rav Huttner on this topic. It was, I had a CD and I listened to it over and over. It was a beautiful, CD. I mean, it sounded like it was said during the 9 days. Mi kamaycha bi'ilmim Hashem. The way Rav Schwab is interpreting this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite all the injustice that's taking place, is able to do what he calculates is correct, and he's quiet, he's silent, despite the terrible things that go on. I think the Talmud Devarim compared it to a metargamin. A metargamin in the days of Chazal was like a loudspeaker. If the person giving the shiur wasn't loud enough, you get a loudspeaker. So the loudspeaker was a loud speaker. It was a speaker who was loud. So they had a young guy who shouted out the shiur. So he said, "Mikamaycha b'ilmim Hashem." He said, "Imagine that the person speaking is degrading the metargamin. He's degrading him, and he just keeps on repeating what the person is saying, and he's insulting him." And he repeats what he says, so it could be he has no clue what he's saying. But if he knows what he's saying and he does it, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah. That at the same time, someone is mecharef and megadif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him life, gives him the ability to speak. So Rav Huttner said, "Mi kamaycha be'elam Hashem, mi kamaycha be'elam Hashem." So he continued with a Maimer Chazal, I don't know if it's a Gemara, it's probably a Medrash, I think the word was Gedolim Yaisa b'nei Hashemema b'nei Habu'ula. An expression that those who achieved greatness during times of difficulty were greater than those who achieved greatness during times of plenty, during times when it's easy. So that the b'nei Hashemema are better than the descendants or the output of times of destruction are more than the output of the bu'ula, meaning when a person has a satisfying relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mikabach Abilim HaMashem is to say, it gives a little more of a meaning to it, that there's purpose. The purpose is that when things go with a difficulty, there's a certain level of Mesiris Nefesh that makes it happen. So I don't know what to say. I know somebody, a young man I'm very close with, who struggled with something all his life, and a fine person, and the struggle passed. And I was talking to him about it, very, very close, and he said to me, isn't the Avaida through Mesiris Nefesh greater than the Avaida when things are easy? As if to say, well, now that it passed, you know, isn't it greater the way I've been doing it the previous years than the way I'm doing it now? So I told him, there's no mitzvah to have nisyonos. But it was fascinating that a young man is a teenager. A young man could have such a feeling that when things got easy for him, he's happy it's easier for him. But he said, I'm missing that my love, Mesiris Nefesh, that I had till now. You know, if we wouldn't be on a recording, I'd tell you the details. But Palti Ben Layish. So Palti Ben Layish, you see, but things weren't painful for him. He was in the Nisayan, and he came out of the Nisayan. Okay, it's true. He wept. He missed the Nisayan. So I don't know. We're not under Medrega to miss the Nisayan, but... Okay, we pick up from Yichamaycha Neder Vakaydesh. It's a shun tomorrow.